Good afternoon. I'm Elizabeth Cook, and this is your Picks Now update. We begin with a breaking news update right now out of Bay Point, where residents are being allowed to return to their homes. This after evacuations were put into place last night when firefighters were alerted to a fire that broke out in a utility vault. Firefighters say it was threatening a nearby Chevron gas pipeline. Crews were unable to access that area until that pipe was cleared.
We went into the scene, into the vault. The vault is approximately 10 to 12 feet wide, 8 feet deep, and we're able to take a look in there and ensure that there was no leakage and that that it was rendered safe.
Firefighters say the pipe was not damaged. Chevron will remain at the scene in the coming days, though, to repair that vault. Right now, the cause of the fire is still under investigation. An air quality advisory has just been extended to the Bay Area. Taking a live look right now from our Transamerica camera, you can see some hazy skies over San Francisco. The Air Quality Management District says it is due to smoke from wildfires in southern Oregon. The advisory is in place through tomorrow. Those with breathing difficulties are encouraged to limit their outdoor activities. New details on the 15 priests and church personnel whose names were just released by the San Jose Diocese of having been credibly accused of abusing children within the diocese. Here are the list of names. The diocese is reviewing all allegations of abuse dating back to 1981. That's when it split from the Archdiocese of San Francisco. It has also hired an outside firm to review those files. Of the 15 names listed, only five are still living. Bishop Patrick J. McGrath issued a statement on the matter, saying in part, quote, "I express my deepest apologies for the actions of those who were in positions of authority and who violated that sacred trust by abusing children." Now to Washington, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with President Trump today over the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi hasn't been seen since he walked into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul more than 2 weeks ago. The president now says he wants the recordings that Turkish media say prove Khashoggi was murdered and dismembered. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia and Turkey say they will wrap up their own investigations soon.
At which point we can make decisions about how or if the United States should respond to the incident surrounding Mr. Khashoggi.
Khashoggi had become an outspoken critic of the Saudi government, and freedom of the press was the topic of his last known piece of writing, which was published in the Washington Post this morning. Khashoggi wrote, quote, "Arab governments have been given free rein to continue silencing the media at an increasing rate. Saudi leaders deny any knowledge of what happened to Khashoggi." Facebook says it is ramping up efforts to prevent election interference. The social media giant has built a so-called war room to help combat misinformation campaigns. It holds about 20 people in their computers. They'll be working around the clock with the help of 20,000 other employees around the world.
They are actually monitoring our systems in real time for any sort of new threats that we may see, investigate them, and then make decisions about how to take action against violating content that we see on our platform to prevent it from going viral.
The midterm elections just 3 weeks away on November 6th. A sliver of hope for Bay Area renters. Real estate company Zillow says median rents went down in August and September compared to last year. That's the first time in the last 7 years. San Jose saw a 0.9% drop, about a $30 savings for tenants. In San Francisco, it was a 6% drop. That's about $20 a month. Analysts say this downward trend is due to people getting fed up with, frankly, the expensive housing market and moving on to cheaper cities like Portland and Austin. Women in the U.S. are having fewer kids. A new CDC report says fertility rates went down in the years between 2007 and 2017. Rural areas saw a 12% drop, while fertility rates in larger urban areas went down 18%. The report said the general trend held true across all races. The Powerball jackpot has grown to $430 million, and there were no winners in last night's drawing. Here are those numbers, but this isn't the only monster jackpot up for grabs this week. The Mega Millions jackpot has now soared to $970 million. The jackpot has rolled over 25 times, making it the largest jackpot in the game's history. Kleenex is scrapping its man-size branded tissues after complaints of sexism. Over 60 years ago, Kleenex launched the brand touting its strength. But after recently catching heat on social media, Kimberly Clark, Kleenex's parent company, has now rebranded the tissues as Kleenex Extra Large. We'll be back with another update at the top of this hour, and you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or on our KPIX5 Facebook page.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins-Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.